Kirby, this early going, what's your mindset? Do you try to not go too hard? Do you want to show everything off? How do you approach these first couple of workouts?
Just go out there with maximum effort. Go out there trying to learn the playbook and just, you know, really get back used to playing football again and play fast and do my best to impress the coaches and just compete.
To practicing again after a long stretch from January through the draft of doing a lot of things other than playing football?
Oh, yeah, I just talked about that. Like, during the combine, I feel like it's more of a track meet and evaluations, and the football aspect kind of leaves. But now it's back to really doing what I've been doing for a long time and catching the ball and learning the playbook and getting back to that aspect of the game.
Have you looked at what John Fox and Adam Gase teams have done with their running backs and the fact that they use more than just one guy? Is that
Yeah, you know, this really just being on the team and just having this opportunity is a good thing at first, and I think they do a great job with their running backs, and I'm glad to be had this opportunity.
Looking forward to learning from Matt Forte.
Yeah, I think especially coming as a rookie with a running back like that, it's good to be behind him and learn from him, and he's did a great job in the league for a long time now, so learn from him and just learn the game and playbook is a good thing. When I was younger, it was, you know, a little frustrating playing DB and playing receiver. Just wanted to find a home. But I think in the long run, when I got more mature, it has helped me out with just learning our whole offense and really reading defenses better. So it helped in the long run.
So you tackle better than
most running backs? I play all special teams, so I think I can tackle good.
how much of a change do you think it'll be for you going from being the featured back, you know, you're going to get a big workload every series you're going to be in, being a backup? Now you're
going
to have to come off the bench
once in a while. It's kind of how you, when you first get to college, you know, you're that freshman just trying to find a way. So it's kind of like basically starting back at the bottom where you got to work hard on special teams and doing all the little things, and everything will work out good for itself once you do all that stuff.
Is it hard to come in cold to a game? Usually you get a rhythm. Now you won't have that.
It's something you gotta adjust. You know, you can't have those carries to really, you know, get warm. Now you just got to adjust and adapt to the situation. So you do your best and make the best opportunity.
When you were first in East Lansing and you had the moving positions thing, did you ever think about going to a different school or trying to find a place that's going to give you the ball running back?
Not really. It just kind of, I kind of talked to my dad about it, and he just made me realize that I was in a good situation. There's a lot of players and a lot of high school players that would love to be, you know, at Michigan State and not playing football, or just had to put that jersey on. So I realized that and kind of just stuck in with it and I work harder to get my degree, which I did, so it all worked out for the best.
When exactly did you get that running back spot back?
My junior year, I started at running back my last 2 years of my junior and senior year.
Well, what was it like when you found out that you were getting back to your old position?
It was where I wanted to be the whole time, and it was like a dream come true when I finally got a chance to start my first game. So I feel like that was, you know, I think Coach D for the opportunity to put me back there, and I feel like I earned it.
Already have the Spartan tattoo, and what role did that play in your
life? I got a Spartan tattoo when I went back to running back, and I feel like it have an impact on me staying, but I feel like I was staying there for the long run, and I was going to either get my degree or, you know, and start, and I both end up doing both at the end of the day.
Jeremy, what was asked of you in pass protection in that offense there?
We was responsible for a lot of pass protection. It's kind of, I think it's kind of similar to, you know, what NFL teams run. So we counted on a lot. I feel like I got better at that from my junior and senior years. That we, and the coaches counted on me more to protect our quarterback.
What were some of the things that they emphasized with you in terms of technique when in the pass pro?
Really, just knowing who you got to block. That was the key part of, you know, learning our offense and passing schemes, is knowing who you got first, and then next thing is put your nose in there to be able to block them.
There's a special key in the red zone.
I feel like when coaches call a run play down there, it's meant for me. I have to score. And, you know, that's something that it takes a lot of pressure off our offense when not getting 3 points, it's getting a touchdown. So it really counted me a lot down there. So I had to, you know, first daylight I seen, I had to get in there and push it in there. And I feel like they get the momentum for a lot of games going when you can run it in there instead of throwing it.
Jeremy, did you guys use more of, like, power and gap schemes in Michigan State? And if that's the case, is it easy to transition if you anticipate maybe using – you know, the Bears using more zone stuff here?
Yeah, we ran a lot of power and gap schemes, but we ran outside zone, inside zone as well. So I feel like we ran pretty much. Our offense is, I think, a lot like an NFL team, just different words. So I feel like we did do a little bit of everything there. So I feel like I can adjust to almost any offense.
How will going through those first couple years at Michigan State help you for this year, getting used to, you know, as you mentioned, being kind of behind the line again and having to try to work your way back up?
Just being a, you know, persevere through, you know, whatever happens. You know, just expect the best and prepare for the worst. So just, if I think God has it like that, you know, and I'd be all right for, you know, these next couple years or however long I'm here.
Did you play every unit on special teams, and did you do that even as late as your senior year?
I have played all four before. In my senior year, I didn't play any, but my junior year, I played two. So I feel like I can play any special teams, and I'm willing to do that.
How much does that carry over, talking about pass pro earlier, just the physicality of playing both special teams and defense? Does that give you comfort that you can hold up and blitz pick up a little bit easier at the NFL level?
Oh, yeah, and you got to be comfortable. I think football itself is a confident sport, so you feel confident about, you know, stepping in there, picking up linebackers. So, yeah, I feel like the special teams help as well, because everybody can't play special teams. It's like it's a mental toughness and physical toughness.
And is that one of the big-time messages you're getting from the staff here early on, is that maybe your ability to pass protect is going to be your way out of the field as a rookie? Is that a big part of it?
I don't know, but I feel like, you know, for anybody or any round, I mean, being able to get on all four special teams is a key part. And everything else will work out for itself to be able to make that travel team and just really just learning.
Thank you.